So welcome to the University Radio Bath's coverage of the 2024 Student Union Officer elections. So today we're joined by Cleo Batchelor, who is standing to be the Student Union Community Officer. So hello Cleo, tell us more about yourself and why you want to run for the role.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. So my name's Cleo, I am a Spanish and politics student. I'm a dancer, keen dancer, part of DanceOc here at the university. I'm also a first generation university student, so I've experienced firsthand the struggles when it comes to being a student in Bath, when it comes to affordability and things like that, which is a big part of my manifesto. It also means that I'm passionate about making life the best it can be at Bath and really getting the most from an experience which in the end does cost a lot but is really, really, really worth it. I also work at Wetherspoons, a fun fact that some people might not know, which is an interesting job, but it does mean that I've built up a lot of resilience when it comes to dealing with disagreements and difficult people. So, that's pretty much a summary of me.
So you think your personal experience have really influenced your role to become the SU Community Officer?
Definitely, definitely. When I saw the sort of job description for Community Officer, I thought it really fitted with the things that I've experienced at Bath and just my everyday struggles and conversations with people. I'm really passionate about sharing knowledge and information, especially when it comes to housing as well, helping like other years, helping my friends when it comes to your rights as a tenant, and that's another big part of my manifesto too. So all of my experiences and conversations with students and friends alike have really fed into the Finnish manifesto and what I'm standing for.
So what do you think you can bring to this role?
A lot of enthusiasm. I'm a very happy, smiley, enthusiastic person. I love just throwing myself into anything and everything possible. I'm really excited about this role. So definitely approaching everything with 100% effort and enthusiasm. As mentioned, my personal experiences I can definitely bring in. Not only in the UK, but also abroad. I was an international student myself. So when it comes to representing such a big part of the Bath student population, our international students, I do have that sort of experience in a foreign country, in two foreign countries actually. I was in Chile and in Spain. I have that experience to bring to the role to represent that community and remember what I needed on my year abroad that I can now bring to Bath.
And that links us in quite nicely to what would be your main policies if you were to be elected?
So I have four main priorities, and those are accessibility, housing security, affordability, and international integration. So to go into those a little bit more, when it comes to accessibility, one of the main things is I want to introduce new department socials and events that appear on people's timetables, because some people might know about department football events, for example, and interdepartmental football tournaments. But I found these aren't very accessible as a woman. They haven't felt quite accessible to me. And there aren't sort of other options. It just seems like there's department football or nothing. So I want to create new socials, new events, quiz evenings, things with free food and drink organised by departments that appear on people's timetables so they can work it into their schedule. Because all of our email inboxes are constantly flooded with opportunities, and it is really hard to thread those into your schedule. So accessibility wise, I want to make department, making friends through your department and things like that really more accessible. I also want to make the mental health services more accessible, and I think a lot of this is raising awareness and putting funding into raising awareness and spreading the word of exactly how to get help. I have accessed the mental health services. I have gone into the student support centre and said, can I talk to somebody today? But a lot of people might not know that that's available. I really want to make sure every student knows that they can exactly where to go and that they can have a chat with somebody for 30 minutes if they feel overwhelmed. I also want to expand the range of mental health courses available. So things like yoga for the mind, which I'm actually taking part in right now. So making mental health services accessible to everybody. For me, for someone, therapy might not be the best option for them, but a yoga course might be. So just opening up more spaces and more opportunities for people to access services like that. you want me to do the other ones really quickly, or do you want to carry on?
Yeah, no, give us a quick idea of what the other ones are.
Yeah, sorry, I'll try and bullet point them. So the second one's security, and that's mostly for housing. So I want to expand housemate finding events. Again, this ties in with accessibility. I want to make housemate finding events accessible for everybody, not necessarily just turning up and having a chat with people, because that can feel really awkward and really overwhelming. So I want to evolve housemate finding events so that people feel secure in finding housemates. I also want to have Q&A sessions and inter-year workshops where you can share the best tips and tricks for finding second year housing, so second year, first years feel like ready to go into private accommodation. The third's affordability, and this one centres around my policy that I want to increase the amount of £1.50 meals, lunches available on campus, because that's all my budget can stretch to, and frankly I am sick of jacket potato and beans every day. And the last one is international integration. I want to establish a new international student society, sort of like an umbrella for everything international, because when I was on my year abroad, I went on hikes through an international student society. I met people from loads of different backgrounds, and it really helped me meeting so many people in the same boat as me within my first week or two. And then after that, I want to emphasise and increase the amount of culture sharing and diversity events when it comes to food and things like that, using spaces in the Edge to share all the amazing cultures that we have here at Bath.
Yeah, so it seems like you're in a really almost unique position, being a first generation student and almost having that experience of going abroad and being a student in a foreign country. And you feel like all of them things can help you to make sure everyone feels valued within the community here at Bath?
100%. And I think I also, from coming from that sort of background, I'm also very aware of all of the other individual like combinations of backgrounds that exist here at Bath. So I'm so ready and so prepared to sit down and listen to all of the different people who come from such different combinations of backgrounds and hear what they have to say as well.
And do you think that sets you apart from other candidates?
I think it does, definitely. I think the unique combination of all of those things brings with it lots of resilience, lots of passion for standing up for what's right, for standing up for every single voice equally at Bath University.
And what do you feel like are the current concerns here within the student community, and how would you aim to represent them? Would you regularly get involved with meetings with the Vice Chancellor to try and really shift that to the top of the agenda?
Yes. So I think currently, I think affordability is still a huge issue. For example, the bus system, I really want to lobby First Bus to either stop price rises on their stupidly priced yearly bus tickets, or to send more buses, all of the different buses that serve us, the U1s, U2s, 20s, 22s, to campus to make that easier for students. I also think that mental health is always top of the agenda, and I really want to get as much student input as possible. If I were to be elected, I would constantly be out on the parade, sort of like harassing people for survey entries and things like that. I'd also send out online surveys to gather opinions about lots of different things when it comes to buses, when it comes to mental health and department events, involving cash prizes and being entered for things like that to encourage participation and really listen to the student voice.
And obviously a key part of your role would also be managing relations with the town council, the town and gown relations as they're called. How would you aim to interact with them? And do you think there's anything that you would currently like to see done?
So when it comes to the town council, this is something that I think my studies in politics has really prepared me for, and my sort of work experience in that area. I did want to become an MP for quite a while, so I've built up quite a good set of debating skills. I think as a representative for the student union, meetings with local councillors are really important, and it's really important for all of us officers to go into meetings with a clear view of what we want to get out of them, because it's very, very easy to have conversations and have meetings with no actual product at the end. So I think through those surveys and things like that, collecting the information of what students want and need, for example, with housing, lobbying the council to stop price rising when it comes to rent every year and similar things like that. Having a clear vision of what we want, whether that's, you know, stopping the increase of price rising, whether that's allowing for more flexible contracts, like 6-month contracts for people on those courses where they're only in Bath for half of the year. Having that in mind, going into a meeting and in my very politician fashion, not taking no for an answer, really.
Yeah, definitely. And tell us a bit about how your campaign's gone so far. Obviously, when this is released, it will be, the polls will be open, but at the moment, it's a few days before that date. So just tell us how it's gone so far.
So the campaigning so far has actually been incredible. I've got an amazing campaign team behind me, people who have been so passionate and so dedicated, and I'm so, so lucky to have. We've been enjoying borrowing cardboard from the multiple recycling bins on campus to make signs. We've been having meetings together to discuss my manifesto. Everybody's really passionate and excited. Everybody is getting out their pink shirts and pink clothes ready for next week because that is my campaign colour. There's a very good vibe within the team, and I'm just smiling just thinking about it because everyone is just so, so lovely and so passionate, and I'm very, very lucky.
Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Cleo. It's been very interesting to speak to you and thank to hear you. How it's all going and the plans you have if you were elected as SEU Community Officer. To all our listeners out there, remember, the polls are open on Tuesday the 5th of March and you can cast your vote from then on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.